There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You would have never gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I would have been good in the doo-wop era. Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Yeah, but they would have said Donna. And you wouldn't have liked doo-wop anyway because...
I do like doo-wop.
They make up words, silly words that you would have said were grammatically incorrect.
Silly. Thank you, Rich, for that overview of my musical career. Seven after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Wednesday, the 25th of March. McFadden is here. Kessler is here. Steffen is here at your service, on your side. Jennifer went to a birthday party for William Shatner last night, and apparently that got the best of her. Didn't get home until the wee hours of the morning.
She got beamed up somewhere and never returned.
Apparently she did, right? Pardon me while I trip over this name that you just dropped on. Meanwhile... hello?
Just trying to reach Jennifer on that faraway planet.
I see. Okay. So here we go. Let's come back to Earth and celebrate the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the Affordable Health Care Act. Wow.
Woo-hoo.
This is big time stuff. This was the... this was yesterday, the big assemblage at Capitol Hill of all the people who were supporters, smiling and talking about how the passage of the health care bill was one of the great moments in the history of our lives, in the history of the country, in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, in the history of the... Well, you get the point. The Affordable Health Care Act, adopted 5 years ago, is good for people, said Nancy Pelosi. Good for Ted Cruz, who's signing up for Obama. Here's a guy
that's
who spent how much time to vigorously fight against not only the inaction of it, but since then trying to get rid of it, repealing it. And now, because his wife quit her job to work on his presidential campaign, lady, you might have been better off to stay with your job as far as this campaign is going to go anyway. So he doesn't have health insurance anymore through his wife. But this whole thing seems kind of weird to me. I thought the senators in the House of Representatives, the story is, or the understanding is, that they all have this pluperfect existence. They take care of themselves with health care and retirement benefits and all that other stuff. So what's the real story here? She used to work for Goldman Sachs. I have to imagine they have a pretty good plan. So now he's running for president, and there are a number of obstacles, including his credibility, now that he has to have Obamacare. But what do the senators have in general? Anybody know?
It looks like they have a form of Obamacare, and it looks like they get a contribution from the federal government. They have to go through the D.C. small business market fund to get it, to access it.
Really?
And the government gives them a contribution, which some lawmakers have declined, saying it's not fair. And he did...
Not fair to have the extra added benefit, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
And he did come back and clarify later that he would not take the contribution from the government to help pay for it.
Isn't that sweet?
He uses
funds to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, all of us work for a company, and to some extent, our company contributes to our health insurance. Uh-huh. Usually, I mean, if you work for a bigger company.
I contributed to mine for a long time. It's called Medicare.
Yeah.
All right, so
on that. That's
next item of interest. There appears to be a problem in... What are you talking about? It's always a problem.
There's an article in the New Yorker today.
Yeah.
Just hours after Senator Ted Cruz told CNN that he had no choice but to sign up for Obamacare, President Barack Obama signed an executive order making Cruz ineligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Clearly, the hardship of receiving Obamacare was causing Ted a great deal of pain, the president said. This should take care of that. Cruz said in an official statement a day later, he had blasted the executive order and accused Obama of distorting his position on Obamacare. I never said I didn't want to have it. I said I didn't want everybody else in the country to have it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
A little fun with the New
Take
Yorker.
Take care of me instead of everybody else. Yeah. There you go. All right. So there's a note today. Note to self.
Yeah.
Check out slavery in the world today.
Oh.
This is another reason for food labeling. Now that you know that seafood, much of what has ended up in your supermarket here in our country and elsewhere around the world, was caught by slaves. The slave trade is alive and well on the islands around Indonesia, if you didn't know that. And the situation there is pretty grievous. So the next time you have a piece of haddock or cod or something like that, if you're buying it to cook for yourself, don't you want to know where it comes from? Once again, as I said a minute ago, another reason for food labeling. I wouldn't buy seafood if I knew that it came from a place where slaves were responsible for preparing it. Not that they wouldn't do a good job. That's not the point. The point is that I don't believe in slavery, and I don't know too many other people in the progressive, productive world that believe in slavery either. But because of the Somalians and what they've been getting away with, and what Indonesia... See, there are many of us who are naive. The slave trade is alive and well in many areas of our world. Mostly it's a sex slave trade.
Even within the borders of this country.
How so?
Well, there are lots of sex slaves here in this country working at massage parlors and working the streets. And oh, absolutely.
You mean sex? You're talking about
sex slaves?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Massage parlors?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
How do you know that?
I watch the news.
You do?
Yeah, there's been all kinds of news stories on it over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is.
Huh. Check it out. I missed him. I was absent that day. The plane crash in France, nobody knows much about it. The black box has been recovered. The pieces are so small that if they were to gather them all up, sometimes that happens when there's a crash, they try to gather up all the pieces, put the plane back together again. Not going to be able to do that with this. This thing disintegrated when it hit the side of the one of these mountains in the Alps.
But it took 8 minutes for this thing to go down. It was a controlled crash to some extent.
Controlled. How do you use that word?
It obviously just didn't fall out of the sky. They were fighting it.
Right, okay. But
they were trying to save it, and they had some type of control that it took 8 minutes for it to finally just get to the point where it hit the ground.
I think you're going to find that there's a problem with the plane.
I've heard murmurings that the plane had been checked just before and that it had been pulled out of service to have something done to it and then put back in. So, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
16 school kids on board going on.
I thought it was there were a couple of babies. I thought it was interesting that the crews for other flights for this airline said we can't go to work today because there's too much trauma. It's a small airline, and so under the circumstance, everybody knows everybody else. So that was another factor sort of in making this an interesting story. Sad, interesting. However, we do place, the news media especially, places so much emphasis on these kind of crashes. And yet yesterday, around the world, 10 times as many people were killed in automobile accidents. Where's the story?
No, you know, it's weird, though. It took 8 minutes for the plane to go down, yet there was never a distress call.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think in 8 minutes, unless you had some kind of...
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Yeah, I mean, unless the radio just absolutely was gone.
Yeah. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's bring you around to something that will make you feel good, literally and figuratively. The product is called Super Beats. Super Beats. I love this book that they have produced, which you can get free when you order at 800-655-4183, your supply of Super Beats. So if you don't know the story, Super Beats comes from, as you might expect from the name, I think they take three or four beats, grind them up, every single spoonful that you have that you put in with water or your juice or whatever it is. I mix mine with my morning power drink. And when I put a teaspoon in, I know I'm getting 3 beets. So what's the big deal about beets? You can check that all out by reading this book. It's a fairly quick read. You can read it in 15-20.
Quick book.
This is a beautiful story about how, as an antioxidant, the super beets that you will drink will be anti-inflammatory. Your body is full of free radicals. Some people call them cancer cells. Whatever you want to call them, this helps to neutralize their impact. It's also, beets historically have been great for detoxification, cleansing the body. It's all part of the anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer stuff. It's safe. Safe, man, it sure is safe. It is rejuvenating. It has all kinds of impactful was the word I was looking for, because the hypothesis they put forth with various age groups and what is the benefit of having beetroot, opening up your arteries to more blood because of the nitrates that are in super beet. Do you care about all that, or you just want to know that you'll feel good, you'll get more energetic? It's just a great tool to use in your arsenal to keep yourself healthy. It's the latest, it's the best, and you'll get it by calling 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com, Richie.
That's right.
LikesBeets.com. You get a 30-day supply free when you call in your first order. Money-back guarantee. You don't feel better and get a sense that your body is working better. I can feel it when I'm doing my exercise. I spend a half hour, 40 minutes a day at the gym, and I really can feel the difference.
You know, and that's the thing for me is I take, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 vitamins a day. This one, I actually feel the difference.
Yeah, you do, and that's the idea. 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com. You'll get free shipping on your entire order. Get this free book. You get a free 30-day supply with the order. Nothing but smart are your actions. And why don't you take action right now? People are there 24 hours a day. You're listening to me. Help yourself to 800-655-4183. If you find it easier, you can order online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online, and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe. This is a one-hit wonder, but it is one-hit wonder time on the Good Day program. Who sings Let My Love Open the Door? Yours truly was in awe when Bob told me yesterday he was using this. I said, what do you mean? He said, nope, this is it. This is the only one, the song, one and only song made it to the top of the pop single charts. Open the Door to Your Heart. Here it is. I got goosebumps listening to this song and thinking this is a one-hit wonder. Call us at 888-302-3684. It's an excellent piece of pop music. Crank it up, Richie.
Kind of song I love.
Working on it already. I challenge you to sit still as this thing plays. Let my love open the door to your heart.
You think about the hits this guy had with his band.
And it's the only one he had by himself.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. You'll qualify for our drawing for the Broadmoor Resort. So we're doing that Friday morning, I think. So we got another day to qualify people. And this is a good way to do it. I like it. It's so easy. Get into this. Come on. One of the great British rockers.
Part of the original invasion.
Yeah. Multi-instrumentalist. This is during this week in 1980, this song was number one. Tell us who it is, and you qualify. 888-302 Doug. This artist has also been the lead guitarist for over 50 years with one of the great rock bands of all time. Let My Love Open the Door is his only top pop single hit by himself. Didn't have many friends growing up. 1956, he became fascinated with American rock. Watched the movie Rock Around the Clock over and over and over and over again. Soon after that, he saw Bill Haley in concert. Didn't see himself as becoming a professional musician, but rather a journalist. In grammar school, he was a frequent victim of bullying because of his large nose. the age of 9, his grandmother gave him his first guitar. And he was self-taught, basically. He enrolled at the Ealing Art College in 1961 to study graphic design, but dropped out in 64 to focus on his music. He's known as one of the key innovators of using feedback in this era of music, destroying many guitars on stage. Let My Love Open the Door, one of the several attempts at a solo career, but this is the only one that worked for him. Don't feel sorry for this guy. He's done very well. Thank you very much.
This isn't the type of song he would use his windmill song that you used to see him do.
All right, should we work the phones on this, Richie? Let's see here. All right, Tracy, what do you think the name of this artist is?
That Peter Gabriel?
No, ma'am. Steve, who is this?
Pete Townsend.
This is Pete Townsend. The name of the group, please?
Pete Townsend.
No, I understand. But what group was he in? In this song. He was a big deal in The Who, one of the great rock and one of the really inventive, I think. Don't we think that about The Who? Inventive. Yeah, I would use that word to describe them. Very inventive. All right, so, Steve, what's going on with you today?
Money off of the CSI.
Not that much. Work.
All right, well, have a good day at work. Hold on a second. You're qualified for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs that we'll do on Friday. So stand by for that. We'll get the info from you. Yeah, The Who and CSI.
Look how much money they're making off of that show.
What a great connection that was. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked is, Warren, why do pets lick us? There are many, many reasons. Because they love you. For the most part, it is a sign of affection. Remember this. From the day they were born, the first thing their mother did was lick them to keep them clean. Licking is connected to their earliest social bonds, so it's a significant part of their social behavior. Another reason why dogs lick you is to get to know you. Even though a dog's sense of smell may be their strongest sense, they learn a lot from what they taste as well. That's why they lick other dogs in greetings and why they lick people. In the wild, wolves lick other wolves. Mouse determine if they've eaten and if there's a good food source in the area. Taste tells them a lot more than just how to fill their belly, especially in domesticated dogs. When they taste, when they lick you, it tells them about your chemical composition, which can clue them a lot about your behavior. So the next time your dog licks you, it may be because he just wants to taste you, or maybe because he really does love you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
At the hour on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny and I are on the West Coast enjoying the beautiful skies, the sunshine, the warmth. It was 76 here yesterday. What was it in San Diego, Kenny?
About the same.
Same thing, yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's nice. If our thought for the day today.
Your farm while you're away.
It won't get very far. There's so much snow still on the ground, the eggs won't go anywhere. And we sold all the chickens anyway, Richie. Yeah. Got $8 a piece for them, too.
Really?
It was a big sale. Yeah,
I should have bought them. I want chickens.
Nice. Yeah. I thought for the day, if in our daily life we can smile, if in our daily life we can be peaceful and happy, not only will we profit from it, but everybody around us will profit from it. Think about that. Smile as you start your day. Be aiming for something that's peaceful and happy, and not only will you benefit, so will everybody else.
And here's my thought for the day.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But a man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Exactly.
Either or both of those things.
Right.
Are appropriate. The story of this Arizona woman who spent 20 years on death row after being charged and convicted with killing her 4-year-old son spoke out yesterday. We were talking about her case being dismissed on Monday. Yesterday she went public. Her name is Deborah Milke, I believe. That's how you pronounce her name. M-I-L-K-E. 51 years old. Convicted in 1990. Of the killing of her son. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned her conviction in 2013, ruling the prosecutors withheld a detective's history of misconduct while her conviction was based entirely on an alleged confession that she gave to him, which she said she didn't do. So how come she stayed on death row if this thing was thrown out in 2013? I haven't seen anything that legitimized why she stayed there. Kenny, what am I missing here in the recount of this story? Why did she stay in jail after 2013? The whole process, as you know, bothers me. 22 years on death row. She can now have a life after being deprived of it. The lawyer has been working for her for 15 years. Took over the case because he believed she was innocent. The evidence available was a confession coming from what he described as a discredited police officer, and that's what they kept hammering on. So once again, I asked the question, if it was, she was supposed to be, well, she was free on bond. So I guess that was, there were other appeals. Is that it? Is that, did I read between the lines enough? She was, she had to wear an ankle bracelet, I think, from 2013 until on Monday. When
probably.
Her position was secured, yeah. Imagine what you would be thinking if you went through the same thing. Listen to the words of this woman.
And 14 days to rectify such a blatant miscarriage of justice. Losing a child to murder is a devastating tragedy with an indescribable pain that no parent should ever have to feel. It is the purest form of anguish imaginable that sears the soul, and the hurt never goes away, ever.
Yeah. Imagine. I always say in cases like that, think about how you would feel if this sort of thing happened to you. It's not something I think, unless you've been through it. You know, how do you put yourself there?
Yeah.
Unless you've actually been there.
It's such an unimaginable place.
Yep. Okay. Big news today coming out of Europe seems to focus on the airplane tragedy. So I'm not sure a lot of people are talking about the prevention of 230 suspected jihadists who are heading for the Middle East. Australian airports now seem to be the hub of activity for youngsters, teenage boys, who want to go fight with ISIS. What in the name of God is going on with these people at home? Yesterday we were talking about those who came from America and how motivated they would be. Now here's the story of two boys from Sydney, 16 and 17, who were intercepted at the Sydney airport a week or so ago, attempting to get on a flight for Turkey without their parents even knowing that they were leaving. Within a week, a 17-year-old boy intercepted at the same airport on suspicion he was going to do the same thing. And now comes word today of 230 young people who have been prevented from flying because authorities suspected they were headed to join ISIS. Why would a teenager want to go over there? The International Center for the Study of Radicalization and Political Violence says that this sort of thing, the attraction to the Sunni militants, is something that is that has become a sort of I don't want to say social media thing, but I guess that's what it is, Kenny, in a sense. I don't know what else to call it, because the kids that have these, everybody's got an iPhone and they're all seeing these stories and the propaganda that comes. So the kids find it exciting and thrilling. So let's go. Kill us a few Middle Easterners. This future belongs to ISIS.
I think a lot of these kids want to feel like they belong.
Yeah, to some.
And that's who ISIS targets.
Yeah,
like that.
I've got the real story. You ready? What it is? Right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The city in Tunisia where they filmed Star Wars and where Tatooine,
yeah,
is now ISIS territory.
Really?
And it's actually called Tatooine, although it's spelled differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the place in Tunisia has been taken over by ISIS fighters, and they're finding bombs and weapons all around it. So obviously these kids are going there because they want to be a part of the battle for the force.
All right.
The rebel force.
Richie's got the story. 19 before the hour. I'll do the television report in a few minutes because Jen's not here. Meanwhile, it's time for the marshmallow test. the story.
What is the marshmallow test?
What is the marshmallow test? I think I find this is a fascinating lesson in life. Why we would this is I love it when Richie finds something he wraps himself around.
Yeah, it's very.
He wants everybody to know. In this case, what the marshmallow test is. What was there about this that attracted you? The fact that there's an admiral involved in the marshmallow test.
The fact that they followed. I just thought it was very fascinating. I don't have the story in front of me right now, but basically what they did is they collected 100 kids.
Yep.
And they said, you can have one marshmallow now,
mm-hmm.
or if you wait 15 minutes, you can have two marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
And they put down in the record which kids took the immediate gratification versus the kids who waited to get the extra gratification.
These are kids between the age of 4 and 6, mm-hmm. given a choice between one marshmallow now and two later on.
So then they checked in with those kids some years later when they were adults to see whether there was a difference in the kids who took the immediate gratification mm-hmm. and the kids who waited. And there was.
Mm-hmm. 40 years later, researchers did a follow-up study where the same students examining the sort of adults they had become found the children who were able to delay gratification had higher SAT scores, higher grade point averages, and made more money. Perhaps they also tended to have a lower body mass of fat, but that's what it is, the body mass index. They also tended to have a lower, they had self-control. And that's something with you would be okay. I want one now or I want two later. That's self-control.
Right.
Is that taught? I think that's part of this. Is that something that's taught or is it something that you learn? Think about that. What have you taught your children? What were you taught yourself by your parents when it comes to this sort of thing? Now you want instant grab. How many children do you know who want it? Now, mommy, I want it now.
Well, I try to think upon my own experiences. I think I had to learn delayed gratification and the value of it.
Mm.
I don't know that I always am able to do it, but I remember certain circumstances where I wanted something now. I got it as an adult. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, I've kind of taught myself, you know what? Let's just wait one day and see what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's the opposite of me, though, right?
Whether you still want it. You know, tomorrow, will I still want this?
Mm-hmm. Will you
and you know
still
the thing that taught me
it tomorrow? What?
I bought a piano when I was 23 years old.
Mm.
A digital piano.
Yeah.
And it cost me $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
I had never played piano in my life, just kind of banged around on it. And I basically locked myself in my room when I had free time. And within a month, I played Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I never touched the piano again. I was like, okay, I can do this.
You proved it.
I proved
yourself.
It.
You could do it.
And I wasted $1,600. Had I waited 24 hours, that $1,600 would still have been in my account.
There you go.
So,
lessons in life from the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
For the second year in a row, Aldi fans have spoken and shared their favorite Aldi-exclusive brand products. From exotic vegetable chips to organic apple juice, smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi-exclusive brands can save them up to 50% on more than 1,300 of the most commonly purchased grocery items. Aldi advocate Melissa Hagen of the blog Outnumbered 3-to-1 has more.
Finding food my family enjoys is simple at Aldi. With organic and gluten-free options and award-winning chocolates and cheese, it's easy to feel good about feeding my family for less.
Any mealtime tips?
I love the Simply Nature 100% grass-fed ground beef, picked by Aldi fans as best meal starter. It makes the perfect burger or pasta sauce for busy weeknights.
Visit Aldi.us or like Aldi on Facebook for a complete list of winning products, recipes, and more. Savings based upon a price comparison of comparable products sold at leading national retail grocery stores.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 34 of the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. James Corden unveiling as the new host of the Late Late Show on CBS, delivered about 1.5 million viewers. I guess that's a good number for that time of night. Craig Ferguson, his numbers were a little better as he was going along after the dust settled there. But if you're wondering what all the hoopla is about, here's an example of Mr. Corden's humor in some jokes that came out of last night's first monologue.
California has 1 year of water left. Yeah, and it's your laughter that concerns me. Because nobody seems bothered about this at all. And I am, because I literally just moved here with my wife and children and, you know, just presumed that my children wouldn't die. Like, truly, I thought the water was such a given, I didn't even ask for it in my CBS contract. Yeah. Like, and this isn't specific to me, guys, or my family. You all understand that we need water, right? Like, all of us. Human beings are 60% water. And according to my research, if we don't fix this, human beings will be 100% dead.
Pretty funny. I like that. Bruce?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Okay.
Brian Gumbel's Real Sports.
You're not an easy sell when it comes to
football. No, I'm not. Real Sports, 20 years. I find that hard to believe. Been 20 years since he was off of the Today Show and doing this show on HBO. Real Sports. How many people have watched this?
I have. It's a good show.
19. Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces over the years.
Yeah. He's always been considered one who was really arrogant, difficult to deal with, blah, 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 blah. But this seemed like a good vehicle for
him. My wife loves that show. Yeah. Because it tells stories.
Yeah, he's a good storyteller.
Loves it.
X-Files coming back to Fox. Limited series. Chris Carter returning with David Duchovny and Gillian. Is it Gillian or Jillian? I don't know what's her name. Jillian. So Agent Mulder and Scully. This is one of the most... This is a phenomenal success story.
It's going to be huge.
I watched this and I couldn't stand the creepy crawlies, but it was on for 9 years. One of the most successful TV dramas of all time. 27 million people. So it's like had the numbers of recently 24 and American Idol. It settled down after a while, but you can understand the enthusiasm of people who are followers of fashion. Good luck to them. I hope it does well. Bill O'Reilly says he thinks television viewers trust him. Despite accusations, he stretched the truth. Was on the Late Show last night. Said the controversy has worked out okay for him. There is a sort of rumor floating around also that Brian Williams is going to come back to the NBC Nightly News.
Yeah, people forget. True, we're all stupid. We forget.
And John Hamm from Mad Men admits to undergoing alcohol treatment. He's out now so they can start filming the next season of Mad Men.
Oh, isn't that convenient, Tommy?
Yeah, very handy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. My pal Warren Eckstein is here. He'll be your pal too, your pet's pal, your pet's best friend. He's the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country. One of the country's foremost experts in training, the psychology of dogs and cats, that sort of thing. And what you need to know, he's probably one of the best psychologists actually in the country, no matter whether it's pets or people. So Warren, focusing on two or three important things going on, including whether scrunchies saves wildlife. This thing at DougSteffen.com has sort of a life of its own. So we'll explain it and you'll understand what this all means, plus a couple of other ramifications of stories involving animals from this past week. Warren Eckstein here with Doug on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
All right. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Always have lots of questions, and you can go to his website to get answers to your own questions. PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com, WarrenEckstein.com, you name it. He's taken over the world. There's something left over from the 80s called a scrunchie.
Which you haven't seen in Santa Monica recently. They're still around.
Are they really? I haven't seen one. But I don't walk downtown like you do. I'm off of a down there.
Scrunchies are. I have 300 of them in my house for my daughter.
You really?
And my wife, yeah.
All right, so this is a story about how they're being used to prevent the slaughter of wildlife by domesticated cats. Basically, researcher found putting a collar on cats reduces the amount of native wildlife killed. Does that mean mice? Don't we want to have the cats chase mice around?
Yeah, I don't understand the concept. I'm reading the article. I don't understand the concept of how this glitch is going to work. There's a much better way to save wildlife. Much, much better way.
What's
keep
that?
Your cats inside. I mean, it's really, you know, one of the books I wrote, I'm not bragging about my book, but many
go ahead, brag about your books.
Book
I like that.
How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And I remember going on the Letterman show and talking about the concept that cats really can go outside if you take the time to teach them to walk on a leash and a harness. And now more and more people are doing that, and I think it's a great idea. But to have people that let their cats out loose, sure, the birds are going to get killed, the mice are going to get killed. And here's a stat for you. The average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 4 to 5 years. The average lifespan of an indoor cat is 15 to 17 years. You make
it. Yeah, my cats always live in the barn, and they live long, happy, healthy lives.
But barn cats are a whole different ballgame. You don't have cars going up and down the street. You don't have dogs running around. A barn cat's a whole different ballgame than the person who lives in a
barn. Doesn't the indoor cat always long to be the outdoor cat? The indoor cat is always looking outside saying, I want to be out there.
In that book, one of the things I talk about, and I get this all the time on the show, is you can make the indoors outdoor interesting. For example, in my house, when there are cats, every day I bring a new cardboard boxes. I put one on top of the other. I make a little kitty condo, a duplex. Boxes are free. You can change them every day. So cats are nomadic by nature. But if you keep the environment changing, if you grow organic catnip and other safe plants for them, they're fine indoors. The bottom line is if you have a kid that wants to go play in traffic, even though it's really great and he wants to do it, you don't let him do it. The dangers are way too far for cats to be outside unsupervised.
I can't believe I spent the last 3 minutes of my life talking about cats.
All right. Warren is blogging about a bill in the state of Nevada that would give medical marijuana to pets. I'm trying to envision how that would you put them in a little small enclosed area and fill it up with smoke from marijuana?
Yeah, you put a picture of Jimi Hendrix over their litter box. So the bottom line is, actually, I'm getting some samples of the marijuana for pets in the next week or so. They're sending them to me. Here's the bottom line. The THC is removed. It's a pill. The THC is removed. So there's no buzz. There's no high. That's the same type of marijuana they're using for certain children problems right now. So the vets that I talk to that have been using it and people that have dogs that have been using it say they see good results. So I'm still kind of out about it. I want to see a little bit more. And when I get the product, I want to take a good look at it. In fact, I'm going to bring them over to Carlson to look at it.
All right. Carlson is our vet. Good job, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, here every week at this time on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.